This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From gutters to landscaping, from replacement windows to a full basement remodel, and everything in between, it's time for the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. Now, here's your host, Big Time Mike McGivern, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
I'm Mike McGivern. Thanks a lot for joining us. My special guest for the entire hour, she is the executive director for Nary Milwaukee. She is Diane Wellhouse. Diane, how are you today?
Hey, I am great.
And, well, thanks for getting up today and doing this show with me. I'm kind of excited, actually. We're going to have a really good show. At 8:15, Ed Lisinski, who is the director of Building Inspection Neighborhood Services for the City of West Dallas, is going to join us. At 8:30, David Peckel. You know, Diane, I knew David when David was just David. Now he's like the CEO of Nary National. I hope he remembers me, Diane.
Oh, I'm sure he will. Mike, you're unforgettable.
you tell people that, if you will, please. Hey, let's talk a little bit about it. May is a really big month in this business, and it's Home Improvement Month. And I want to talk a little bit about some of the things that Nary is doing, and I want to congratulate you and your staff, and I'll do that in a little bit, but I think you guys did a marvelous job through COVID-19 and everything that we're going through to keep our members up to date with exactly, you know, what they need to know. But with May being Home Improvement Month, can we talk a little bit about some of the things that you guys have planned?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, the Home Improvement Month started back in 2002, and we used the month to put a little greater emphasis on educating consumers about the ins and outs of the remodeling industry. We want to make sure that, you know, they know how to do a successful remodeler, how to pick the right contractor, things to look for, things to ask, because part of our role as a trade association is to educate consumers to make sure that they have a really good remodeling experience. So with that, we're going to start the month off here on Thursday, May 7th at 5:30 p.m. We're going to have a free webinar for consumers to join a panel of our members to discuss this exact topic, how to select a remodeler, how to get that project started, because that always seems to be the place where consumers go, I got this project, I want to do this, but where do I find that trusted, reliable contractor that can do the work for me? So we're going to have this free webinar. You can sign up for this webinar either on our website at narymilwaukee.org. There's a link to it underneath the events tab, or you can go to our Facebook page, always like and follow us, of course, and you can sign up for the webinar there. Completely free, 1 hour panel discussion. Consumers will also be able to ask questions, and you're going to get everything you need to know about how to select that remodeler and get that project started.
Hey, Diane, can I ask you, when you're talking to Nary members who obviously have talked to consumers and clients and potential clients, are you hearing that people are getting their projects started quicker now because they're at home more, or are you hearing that they're putting it off until they can kind of figure out the landscape, or a little of both?
You know, it's a little bit of both. You know, and I also think it has to do with the consumer's vulnerability to acquiring COVID-19. You know, we're seeing some of our customers that are saying, you know, hey, we have this signed contract. I know we were going to start. You know, let's just put this off a little bit. My husband or my wife or my partner, you know, has some health issues. We just want to make sure we get through this safely. Other people that maybe don't have as high of a risk are a little bit more interested in getting started. Surprisingly, the NARE office phone hasn't stopped ringing with consumers looking for contractors, trying to get projects started, wanting to know exactly this, what we talked about, how to select a remodeler. So it's kind of all over the place. And one thing we're seeing for sure is we're spending a lot of time at home, folks, and we're finding out exactly how our house functions or doesn't function. Everybody's home. It's now the office. It's the school. It's the daycare. It is everything. And, you know, we're now in the kitchen cooking, realizing we can't see our children in the living room. Maybe that wall needs to come down. You know, we're, again, in the kitchen, and we're finding out that it's just not functional. There's not place for, you know, mom to have her computer and do some work, the kids to do some homework, you know, and maybe we need to put an addition on, or again, you know, open up some space to create more space to do the things that the family wants to do. So I think we're going to see a surge in remodeling here over the coming months because people have just really realized the lack of functionality that they have in their house because we're spending so much time there.
She is Diane Wellhouse. She's the executive director for NARE Milwaukee. And don't forget, go to the website. They have, it's the 7th of May, how to select a remodeler and start a project. And they're going to have a number of people that can answer questions. And you can go on this webinar. You need to sign up for it. Register on the website. It's under the events page at naremilwaukee.org. It's an hour webinar where you can learn more about how to find a qualified remodeler, what questions to ask before a project starts, what to look for in a contract, and much more. But you need to register. It's a free virtual event for Milwaukee homeowners. Hey, Diane, during the last 2 months, have you, as the executive director of NARE, have you learned some things that and are going to continue with some of the things that you learned through this stay-at-home? So for us at Entercom, I don't know if we'll ever get back to having everybody in a sales meeting because we do the virtual ones and we do the Zoom meetings, and it seems to work really well. And I'm wondering, as the executive director in the office of NARE, have there been some things that you've been forced to do now that once we get back to some sort of normalcy that you're going to continue to do?
Well, you know, one thing about, you know, my beliefs as a leader is that I've never believed that you have to be in the office all the time. I call it bunny slipper days at our office. There's just times where you need to get out of the office, lose the phone, the emails, you know, all the activity going on to focus in on a project. You know, take the day, go home, do what you need to do, focus to get your stuff done. So I see that continuing for us to happen. One thing that we were fortunate enough to do is we're pretty mobile. So the team has got laptops, cell phones. We were all able to, you know, take our computers, go home and continue operating our business as if we were in the office. But, you know, one thing about, we have such a small staff. You know, right now we're a little short. We're down to 4 people right now. And we crank out a ton of work for 4 people. I'm so proud of my team for all the things that they do and all the work that they get done. But I can tell you one thing. Sometimes it's that you're working on something, you want to ask a quick question, and you look up from your computer and nobody's there. So I do like the camaraderie in the office because sometimes there's just things you want to know without having to pick up the phone and call somebody, hope that they answer, send an email. So, you know, do I think we're going to continue the flexibility of folks being able to, you know, have those days at home? Absolutely. Are we selling the building? No.
Right. Yeah, I agree with that. Hey, before we get to a break, there's been a number, I think on a daily basis, maybe sometimes once, twice, 3 times a day, I'll either get an email from NARE Milwaukee, I'll get an email about NARE National, and it's just, you know what, it's just tips or, hey, this has changed, just be aware of this. And then for NARE members, you guys will do a number of these live panel discussions covering topics of, you know, of the needs to know for NARE members. And for years that I've been doing this show, Diane, I have, you know, I'll get up on the mountaintop and sing the praises of why companies that aren't NARE members should become NARE members. Well, this is going to be at the top of my list from now on, because when something like this happens, and we've never seen anything like this, but if something does occur where there's a change in the landscape, you guys are right on top of it for your members to say, hey, look, you don't have to do all the research as to exactly what you have to do, because we've done it. And let us send this out to you every day when things are changing, because we're on top of this. And I think again, to that office and to the people that work for you, you guys do such a good job of keeping the NARI members up to date with everything going on.
Yeah, we've really stepped up our game here to make sure that our remodelers are staying safe, them, their employees, their families, and they know exactly where they need to be and how to do it. You know, there's been so much information that has come to us. We've had executive orders that are changing, you know, every other week that impact our industry. And, you know, we have worked with our staff, our legal team, our communications team, you know, to put together exactly the information you need to know. Don't sit there and try to sift through 17 different, you know, reports that are coming into your inbox, what's on the news. You know, we're taking it and specifically pulling it out to our industry and giving our members exactly what they need to know. You know, whether that's about the interpretation of the governor's orders, whether that's about how OSHA is expecting our remodelers to report COVID-19 incidences on their OSHA sheets, their documentation sheets they have to do. Workman's comp has changed and how employees are going to be classified during this time. So there's been so many things that are changing that, you know, we want to make sure that our members have the right information at the right time to be able to run successful businesses.
Hey, you know, I don't think when Tom Manville became the president that he ever thought that this would be the kind of year that he would have as the president. But I've got to give him some kudos as well, because, you know, he's done some things to make sure that the members are figuring all this out as well. And I know that he's been on a number of phone calls with NARI members, just making sure that everything is going okay. I've got to believe that when his time is up as the president and he hands it off, he's just going to shake his head and say, hey, good luck, pal. You know, this has been incredible. I never signed up for this. I'm certainly not getting double time as far as payments on this thing. And I've got to give Tom a lot of credit.
Yeah, Tom's been great. He's been a good rock for me and my team as well. He's been there for us. He's there for our members. Yeah, I think we're all kind of a little bit like none of us signed up for this action. And I know Tom and I, you know, we talk regularly, and I can just tell he's just slapping his head going, what the heck? How did I get into this action? But, you know, he's really stepped up to the plate. You know, he's done some videos, you know, to our members. He's genuine. You know, he cares.
Yep.
He really wants to make sure that, you know, our members are getting the information they need, wants them to know that NARI is truly there for them. Call us. Use us as your resource. Whatever you need, we're going to do our best to make sure that you have that information to be successful. That's really, as a trade association, what we're all about.
Yeah, he is a good man. Don't forget, as we're talking to Diane Wallace, she's the executive director for NARI Milwaukee. You go on their website, NARIMilwaukee.org, go to the events page, and scroll down. You are invited to a free virtual event for Milwaukee homeowners. And again, that is Thursday, May 7th, from 5:30 to 6:30. You can join this panel. You can ask how to find a qualified remodeler, what questions to ask before the project starts, what to look for in a contract, and so much more. So register for that. Again, a free webinar on May 7th from 5:30 to 6:30. We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, Ed Lisinski, he is the Director of Building Inspection and Neighborhood Services for the City of West Dallas. This is the NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Thanks for joining us, my co-host. She is Diane Wellhouse, the Executive Director of NARI Milwaukee. We're now joined by the Director of Building Inspection and Neighborhood Services for the City of West Dallas. He's Ed Lisinski. Hey, Ed, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, I really appreciate your time. Hey, we're going to talk to you a little bit about it's Building Safety Month, correct?
Yep. Yeah, that compares real nicely with Home Improvement Month.
It really does. And if you could give us your background a little bit, Ed, I've done a little bit of research, so I know that, you know, you're an MSOE guy and you've been with the City of West Allis for a bit. But can we talk a little bit about what the Director of Building Inspection and Neighborhood Services for West Allis does?
Sure. Yeah, actually, I'm a West Allis resident lifelong. I'm fourth generation West Allis. My kids are fifth generation, so glad to grow up here in the community and now be able to give back like I can. So, went to school at MSOE. I'm a professional engineer. I'm also a master plumber, and my dad had a construction company growing up. So I built buildings all over the place. I got to get out do a little bit of design work right after college as an engineer, and then been working with the City of West Allis now for 15 years. So I've kind of seen the industry from all the different angles there. But my current role then is Director of Building Inspection. We get to oversee a staff of 15 people here, and basically we're split off into two different sides there. We have the building inspection side and then the neighborhood services. So building inspection, I do a lot of talks with some of the schools, and the way I like to describe that is if you think about all the buildings that you go into, your house and schools and church and stores and restaurants, all that stuff, if you've ever walked into a building and successfully walked back out, you've got a building inspector to thank for that. So if the building didn't fall on your head, if you didn't get electrocuted, if you had fresh air to breathe and fresh water to drink, that's pretty much what we're doing. We're protecting everybody that walks into a building. The neighborhood services side of it, that's all the property maintenance. So, when your neighbor hasn't gotten around to cutting their grass yet, which I'm sure there's going to be quite a few people out there this weekend doing that, or they're peeling paint on their house or various issues like that, that's sort of the neighborhood services side of it. So we also take care of that. So pretty much everything from the property line in is what we handle here in West Allis, and then the rest of it is all police and DPW.
Hey, Diane, we had talked a lot over the years about the importance of having your NARI member pull the correct permits, correct? And that's something that I know that Ed actually gave a talk at the last NARI Home Show, and it's so important for people to understand to make sure that you are having your NARI member pull your permits for a number of reasons, correct?
Right. You want to make sure that when you hire a contractor, one of the responsibilities of the contractor is to pull the appropriate permits for the project that's being done, making sure they're working with the correct licensed subcontractors. So they're trade partners. So your electricians and your plumbers, they need to be licensed. And then they, too, need to pull their specific permits for the type of work that they do. And all of this is done to ensure that, your home is safe, that the work that's being done gets a second set of eyes on it by people who focus solely on making sure that everything that's done there has been done correctly and in the utmost safety of the consumer, whether that's a residential project or whether it's a commercial project, as Ed referred to, when you walk in and out of that building, you want to make sure that you're in a location that's safe. And that's exactly what we do, working hand in hand in partnership with the inspectors in our community, ensure that safety. So it's something you never want to cut corners on. Sometimes people think that we don't need a permit, we don't need that extra expense. You do. It's that peace of mind that everything happening inside of that renovation or that new construction is being done correctly so that you can sleep at night.
Hey, Ed, looking at some information on, again, this is Building Safety Month, and the week one, which is May 1st through the 10th, I don't know if you could, with what's going on in our world right now, but disaster preparedness is week one, and then week two is water safety. Week three, I believe, is sustainability and innovation, and week four is training the next generation, which is really big for us here on this show because we talk about that part. But can we talk a little bit about this year's campaign themes and some of the things that as consumers we should know about?
Sure, yeah. And obviously, you know, every year, the Building Safety Month, the different campaigns are kind of set at a national level. And they try to focus on a different theme, not just for the month, but for the for each week. So, yeah, I think the biggest one right now, though, is just that disaster preparedness. You know, everybody thinks about earthquakes and tornadoes and hurricanes, but obviously right now we also have this COVID-19 floating around. So, and that's something that's been totally new. It's kind of a unique situation because, you know, usually you'll have earthquakes in California or hurricanes down in Florida, and it's centrally located. This is basically a disaster that's taking the entire country by storm at the exact same time. So it's definitely a different feel, a different animal for us right now. And it's pretty much shaking up everything that you do. But it still speaks to that disaster preparedness. You know, when something happens, you know, how are you getting prepared? So. And obviously, you know, I think Diane kind of touched on a little bit of that earlier on how some of their members are handling that. But also on the inspection side of it, you know, we've also had to make a lot of adjustments and do things quite a bit differently than we have in the past.
This year's campaign for this is safer buildings, safer communities, safer world. And Ed Lisinski, who is the director of Building Inspection Neighborhood Services, City of West Dallas, is joining us for this segment. Hey, Ed, when Diane and I talked about the importance of having somebody who understands what permits need to be pulled, how they need to be pulled, why they need to be pulled, I think that's very important for our listeners to understand that one of the things that our NERI members are really well in tuned into doing is that, and as a homeowner, you don't want to try to cut costs by a little bit and try to pull some of these permits on your own if you don't really know what you're doing, correct?
Yeah, exactly. You know, there's certainly small little projects that homeowners can do, but one of those drawbacks, and you know, people kind of watch HGTV and they see how easy it looks there, and they figure out they can do it. But you know, you're really not only hurting yourself, but you're hurting kind of the future homeowners that could be coming in there if you really don't know what you're doing. You know, we see quite a few electrical fires and things like that really damage your house and could risk your life and the life of your family. So it really is important to get somebody that knows what they're doing into there. And remember, you know, make sure that you're getting your permits because we're out there, we're there to protect you and protect your largest investment, which is your house. And not, like I said, not just for you, but for future people that are in there as well.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Ed, and it's important that people understand that. I was on a website that Ed had sent me called thatswhywestdallas.com. thatswhywestdallas.com. If you're my age and you think about West Dallas 25 years ago, this is a different West Dallas. And I love the fact that Ed grew up and was raised and now his kids are in West Dallas and he's proud that he grew up in West Dallas and now giving back to that community as their director of building inspection and neighborhood services. I would look at that website. It's all one word. That's why westdallas.com, and understand that if this was any other year, I would ask you about any of the activities that you have planned for Building Safety Month, Ed, but I can't imagine you've got any, correct?
Yeah, no. Typically in the past, you know, we've done a lot of events at schools. We've done a resident resource fair the last 2 years, which has been real popular. And then we've been trying to get some events at Home Depot and some things like that. But yeah, this year we're kind of stuck with some social media type events like that.
Well, hey, good luck with that. And I know, Diane, you're a big fan of Ed's. We had this conversation yesterday and think that he's doing a really, really good job. And the fact that, you know, when we need somebody to talk about permits and need to talk about building inspection, he's the guy that we go to, correct?
Yeah, he's stepped up and been a really good partner of ours. And, you know, we salute everybody that's part of the the Building Inspectors Association of Southeast Wisconsin. You know, we work with numerous inspectors in all the municipalities across our area. And we're thankful that, you know, Ed has taken a little extra time out of his day, you know, to help us out in terms of writing articles, not only for the consumers, but for our members. Members can ask pertinent questions about the permitting and the inspection processes to Ed, and he'll answer them in our newsletter. You know, another benefit of being an ARE member, you have that direct relationship with the inspectors. He does consumer seminars for us. He's just been a wonderful resource for us to have a great partnership with the inspectors, which, you know, as we're talking about, all this goes hand in hand. You know, the contractors and the inspectors and Home Improvement Month and Building Safety Month. It just all goes hand in hand.
Hey, Ed, last question, and really probably the most important question I'm going to ask you before I let you go. Husky or Bulldog?
Bulldog.
There you go, West Dallas Central.
No doubt about it. Although my kids are Huskies, I gotta admit.
Well, you know what? Forget about that.
Had to let him over there.
Forget about them right now. He is a Bulldog. He's Ed Lisinski, again, Director of Building Inspection Neighborhood Services, City of West Dallas. Did not even hesitate when he said Bulldogs. Ed, thank you so much for your time, brother.
Yep. No, thanks for having me on. Thanks, Dan.
You got it.
We're going to get you a break. Other side of the break, David Peckel is going to join us. And David is the CEO of the National Association of the Remodeling Industry. And we look forward to talking to David. This is the NARE Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the NARE Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. My co-host is Diane Wellhouse. She's the executive director for NARE Milwaukee. Hey, Diane, Ed did a nice job. He is he certainly is quite the advocate for the city of West Dallas.
He is. He's an advocate for the city of West Dallas. He's passionate about his job and making sure that our community is safe. And like I said, he's been a wonderful partner. Him and, like I said, again, the entire Building Inspectors Association of Southeast Wisconsin has been just wonderful partners to us, and we appreciate the relationship.
Hey, Diane, our next guest, and before I introduce him, I'm going to tell you a quick story. I think probably the first 6 weeks that I did this NARE show, and I was doing a high school basketball and football show. They asked me to do the NARE show. I think three of the first 6 weeks, my co-host was David Peckel. And then I didn't see him again for about a year. And he came back a year later, and we got done with the show, and he said, you've gotten a little better at this. I said, well, thank God, because I couldn't get any worse than I was the first 6 weeks. And he kind of laughed. He was a big help to me. Those first 6 weeks to be able to say, hey, look, try this or go, you know, try this and you should maybe do it this way. And he is now the CEO of the National Association of Remodeling Industry. He is David Peckel. David, how are you?
Good morning, Mike. Good morning, Diane. I'm good.
Good. Hey, I appreciate your willingness to join us today in certainly what's going on with our world. I've been very impressed, David, with not only the local chapter and Diane and her team, but as a NARE member at the radio station, we get a ton of information from you and from your organization. And I asked Diane if we could have you on for a couple of segments to talk a little bit about, you know, the things that you're doing on a national basis for all of your members throughout the country. And the first question I have for you, is it different to the information that you're sending to the Milwaukee office, is it different than the office that you have in, let's say, out east somewhere or out west somewhere, or is it kind of uniformed for everybody?
That's a terrific question, Mike. And, you know, it should be said, so often we hear people say it goes without saying, the NARE Milwaukee chapter, who's the largest and one of the oldest chapters of the National Association of the Remodeling Industry under the leadership of Diane, is just doing an incomparable job in keeping the members informed, in outreach to the consumer public, to our media outlets, in helping people navigate what are at best considered to be very, very uncertain times and turbulent waters. Diane and her team are just doing a shining job in that regard. With respect to your question, yes, the message is consistent throughout the entire country for several reasons. It has to be. We're following the guidance of the Center for Disease Control regarding COVID-19 and the Response Act. We have been promoting the Construction Industry Safety Coalition standards for response planning. What that means in layman's terms is, hey, this is what we're doing, Mr. and Mrs. Homeowner. This is what we're doing, a worker, to ensure your safety, to ensure your well-being as we continue to conduct essential services of construction within your home. There are some states, Mike, and I don't know if the listeners are even aware of it, where construction is not considered an essential operation. And that means that some of our members in the United States have shuttered their business and their doors are closed. So we've had to work vigorously to help them navigate what federal stimulus money is available to them through, for instance, like the Payroll Protection Program and the EDIL grants, to help them understand and navigate the paperwork and some of the red tape that's involved in that, so that they can continue to pay their employees. It's a troubled time right now.
It really is. He is David Peckel. Again, he is the CEO, the National Association of the Remodeling Industry. And as we talk to David, I would recommend that you go to their website. It's NARI.org. If you're a member here in Milwaukee and you've not been to the national website, NARI.org, I would check out the COVID-19 response page. And there's a video that David did. It's about a 4-minute video. Really good information. And then there's also a number of tools, very helpful tools, and the things that I looked at today. One is upcoming live webinars on May 7th at 11 o'clock, designing from a distance, and then May 21st, easier, cheaper, better, faster, how to lean, learn that to help your remodeling company restart as we get restarted. So there's as a NARI member, you can join these webinars and really kind of help with some of the things that are happening now and some of the things that you're going to look at in the future. Hey, Diane, how important is it for the local chapter to have a really good relationship with the national chapter and have a guy that was very active here in Milwaukee now, you know, run the national chapter?
Well, you know, We're blessed in that fashion that, you know, David came from our chapter, knows our chapter. So that's a bonus. But any chapter across the U.S., you know, we rely heavily on our national office. You know, we kind of refer to it as the mothership. You know, we get our guidance, our leadership from them. They help us navigate many, many things, whether that's helping our members, running our chapters better. They just provide so much information and resource to not only the leaders of the chapter, whether that's paid or volunteer, but then to every single member as well. You know, David, you know, we're blessed to have him, you know, from our community, from our chapter. He's been a great leader and mentor to me personally. Thank him for all that he has done in terms of guidance. You know, you ever need to get your head screwed on straight, have a conversation with David. You know, he's going to put you on the straight and narrow. You know, if there's a fork in the road, he's going to guide you down the right path. So we're fortunate, and we're also blessed as an organization to have him leading NARI for us. You know, fully gets it, was a contractor, was a volunteer leader of our chapter, led the Milwaukee chapter for a period of time when we were without an executive director. So he has great experience to be leading us, and especially during this time.
Hey, David, can I ask you, what about, because everything here, you're a Wauwatosa guy, really good, strong company, and then decided after spending a lot of time working on the Milwaukee chapter to then volunteer and do some things down at the national chapter. And did you have any idea when you got involved there that one day you might want to be the CEO of that company?
I was as surprised as everybody else.
uh,
I didn't. That was one of those things, Michael, that you just don't see coming. When people join the National Association of the Remodeling Industry, they do it because they recognize the professionalism, the strong code of ethics, and the importance of education and being the smartest person in the room, if you will, regarding their business operations and the manner in which they conduct themselves in the consumer marketplace. I don't think anybody looks towards a finish line. They do it out of a passion that comes from within, to say, you know, I want to be affiliated with this association because this association speaks to the type of person and the type of business that I want to be. But we often have a saying within the confines of the association that sometimes you drink the Neri juice and something magical happens, and it heightens your willingness and your eagerness to serve on a higher plane. There's a very abundant population of very unselfish people who give themselves, sometimes it seems almost at the expense of their own businesses, to advance the professionalism of this industry, to be mentors to new companies and to young people and women in the industry, to help them, as Diane said, to get them on the straight and narrow, get them on a guided path to what success looks like. It's just when you experience it from the inside, it's hard not to want to serve at a higher level. And that was my calling. After I had the opportunity and the privilege to serve in the Milwaukee NARI chapter, a national leader tapped on my shoulder and said, "Hey, you know what? It looks like you've got a little bit more runway now that you're not so involved at a chapter level. Would you consider national leadership?" And I did, and went through the ranks and stepped into a position that of the interim CEO that became available when our previous CEO left. And it was through that journey of managing the association and just working with outstanding people like Diane, the other chapter executives, and awesome staff at the national headquarters, that I said, you know what, maybe this is my second act. So like many others, I applied for the position, and to my great pleasure, I was selected for the honor of the CEO job. So that's the Reader's Digest version. The short answer was no, I didn't see it coming.
He is David Peckel, and again, we talk a lot now on this show for remodeling companies that don't. They ask us, why should I become a NARI member? Well, you know what? This is going to be at the top of my list now, because when something like this happens, you have somebody that is looking out for you. They're looking out for you, your employees, and your company. And I would highly recommend, if you've not spent any time on NARI.org, go to it and hit the COVID-19 response button and take a look at all of the things, all the work that they've done on different things, from paycheck protection plan to emergency loans and small business guide to economic injury disaster loans. They've got all this information for you right at your fingertips at NARI.org. We're going to get to a break. Diane Wellhouse, she's the executive director of NARI Milwaukee, and David Peckel, he is the CEO of the National Association of Remodeling Industries, and we'll continue our conversation with them on the other side of the break. This is the NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, my co-host this week. She's Diane Wellhouse, Executive Director for NARI Milwaukee. Don't forget, May is National Home Improvement Month, and NARI Milwaukee is offering a free webinar. Thursday, May 7th at 5:30, it's an hour, and they're going to have a panel of people to answer questions, to have conversations with you, answer any common questions that people have, how to find qualified contractors, what questions to ask, what to look for in a contract, and much more. It's limited to the first 100 people to register. So if you go to NARIMilwaukee.org right now, and you can go to the events page down at the bottom to register. But again, the first 100 people, it's a free webinar. And you can also find it on their Facebook page, Nary Milwaukee's Facebook page, and certainly like that page. We're also joined by David Peckle. He is the former president of Wauwatosa-based Peckle Construction and Remodeling, and he is the CEO of Nary National. David, when National Home Improvement Month is May, and certainly a year ago and a year from now, the Nary chapters around the country will do a number of events to celebrate May as the National Home Improvement Month. We're kind of hamstrung right now as far as what we can do out in front of a lot of people, but there's still some things I think that chapters can do similar to this virtual event that the Nary Milwaukee chapter is doing, correct?
Oh, certainly, Mike. I mean, people are adapting. What, we're 6 weeks into this or so, depending upon where you live in the country, and, you know, Zoom meeting and FaceTime and all these technologies that kind of loomed in the background have now come to the forefront, and I think people have developed a much greater comfort level and proficiency with them as well. So although we can't be physically together, we still have the opportunity to engage with each other as well. So, you know, the lead that the Milwaukee chapter is taking on this to help homeowners understand what this process looks like is necessary and admirable. You know, the good news is this, folks, home improvement can continue to go on. And the interesting thing that we're finding right now is that people have this enormous pent up desire from having been home so long. They're finding all of those deficiencies in their house that they really didn't know existed. Some of them are actually spending time in their home that they never spent before during the day. When there's daylight and they can see what's really happening. DIY painting projects have gone off the map. I met with one of our paint supplier companies the other day, and he just laughed. He says, "I can't wait until when the rest of the country owns up, because all we're doing is giving homeowners new paintbrushes and having them replace the colors that they didn't like after they painted the whole room." He says it's great for sales, but it's kind of driving us a little nuts.
that's awesome. I talked to a guy, a friend of mine that owns a couple Ace Hardware stores, and I asked him, I said, "How you doing?" And he said, "Never been busier."
Right.
I said, "Are you kidding?" He said, "No." And it's in a lot with paint, David. You're right.
Yeah. So homeowners are, what we're seeing, Mike, is an uptick in exterior projects. We're seeing an uptick in painting projects. Interestingly, also, we're seeing an uptick in landscape projects as well, as people are spending time in their backyards. So they're thinking about, you know what, maybe a patio or an outdoor living area would really be something nice that we could enjoy now that we're spending time in our yard and things of that nature. Working with a Nary contractor is going to be a homeowner's best insurance that you're going to be dealing with a qualified professional who's taking the necessary precautions, not only for you and your family while they work in your home, but also for their most valuable resources, their staff as well. We all know that there's a drought of skilled labor in the United States, and hanging on to the quality employees that you have is your gold today in this economy. We don't not only want homeowners to be safe, we want our staff to be safe. And there is great guidance that Nary members have in order to provide both of those. So I strongly encourage homeowners that haven't remodeled before to take advantage of Milwaukee Nary's seminar on how to select a contractor, and select that contractor because the time is upon you right now. Yes, May is Home Improvement Month. It's when we kick the ball off for this event. But in our industry, home improvement and construction knows no boundaries in terms of the season or the time of the year. So get going, get on the stick, because contractors are busy, and they're going to continue to be busy, if not more busy, when we see the daylight at the end of the tunnel.
He is David Peckle, the CEO of Nary National. It's a national association for the remodeling industry. Go to nary.org. And again, if you are a contractor, do yourself a favor. If you've not joined Nary, there are a number of reasons that I've always talked about why, but this is one that, again, will be on the top of the list. When something like this happens, they are right there. They're not hiding. They're right next to you. and they're giving you exactly what needs to be done to continue to be strong in this industry. And watch that the interview that they did, the very quick video that David Peckel did. It's really worth the 3 or 4 minutes to kind of give you an idea on exactly the kind of guidance that the NARI members are getting from their national organization. Diane, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time today. And again, this May 7th, get involved and go on their website for the local chapter, NARIMilwaukee.org, and register for the webinar on May 7th. Diane, thanks a lot and have a great weekend.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. You know, and if, just a quick update, you know, if consumers can't make the seminar on the 7th, call our office or email us at info@narimilwaukee.org. We have a wonderful publication called Renovate. It's our membership directory, and it's got a ton of information about how to remodel, how to get started, tips and tricks for remodeling specific areas of your home. Great homeowner resource to have if you're going to do a remodeling project. We'll send it out to you for free.
Great. Thank you so much, David Peckel. Thank you so much for your time. Thanks for listening. This is the NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.